With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Attorney and veteran James Fitzpatrick says Defense Secretary Hegseth is well within his rights to root out DEI policies in the U.S. Armed Forces.
Fitzpatrick says the military just went through 4 years of what he calls DEI nonsense and woke gender ideology.
And we're done with that.
He says Secretary Hegseth is returning the focus to lethality and merit-based promotions.
And bringing our military back to fighting and winning the nation's wars.
Fitzpatrick is director of the Center to Advance Security in America and was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reported.
Syria's new president says there are indirect talks through mediators to calm relations with Israel.
At a news conference in Paris, Syrian leader Ahmad el-Sharaa says mediators are talking with Israel to prevent hostilities from escalating. El-Sharaa took power in December after his Islamist group HTS led the offensive that toppled the Bashar Assad regime. He spoke to reporters after a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron on his first trip to Europe since taking office. Regarding negotiations with Israel, he said, there are indirect talks to calm down the situation so they don't go out of control. El-Sharaa also asked that all of the sanctions imposed during Assad's regime be lifted. Israel moved troops into Syrian border regions to create a so-called buffer zone shortly after Assad was toppled, and last week carried out a series of airstrikes, saying it aims to protect members of Syria's Druze minority. I'm Jennifer King.
Dozens are under arrest in a pro-terror group Hamas protest on the campus of Columbia University Wednesday evening. NYPD officers acting at the school's request entered Butler Library to break up protest in the reading room. The campus newspaper reported about 40 arrests, the most on campus since April of 2024. Protesters tried to leave before police got there, but they were blocked by safety officers. This is SRN News. A lot of Catholics don't accept fundamental Catholic teachings.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 84% of U.S. Catholics think the church should allow them to use birth control. 50% want to see the church legalize gay marriage, and 59% believe it's time for female priests. The poll also finds that 60% of Catholics in this country want the church to change its teachings to be more inclusive, no matter what the Bible says. Meanwhile, cardinals from around the world are in Rome selecting a new pope. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Department of Education says Harvard University will receive no new federal grants until it meets a series of demands from the Trump administration. The president previously froze $2.2 billion in federal grants to the Ivy League school and is pushing to strip its tax-exempt status. Mr. Trump is especially concerned about anti-Semitism at Harvard and allowing men to play on women's sports teams. This is SRN News. At the Vatican, black smoke signaled that the Pope had not yet been chosen.
After a surprisingly long wait, we finally had black smoke coming from the chimney above the Sistine Chapel after 9 o'clock at night this evening in Rome. That means that no new Pope has been elected. The 133 cardinal electors went into the Sistine Chapel this afternoon. They made an oath of secrecy, each one putting their hand on the gospel, and then started in with the rounds of voting. After the first round, apparently there was no one person who got the 89 votes needed to become Pope. That's why we saw the black smoke.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy set to announce his plan for overhauling the nation's air traffic control system Thursday. It comes amidst continuing delays at Newark Liberty Airport, resulting from communication blackouts and a shortage of air traffic controllers. More details at SRNnews.com.